Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome to another podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Happy 420, you fucking stoners. It's your host with the most, Michael Hall, a.k.a. The Wolf, Mr. Wall Street himself, here for another podcast during the Power Hour. So let's get into it, guys. Right from the start, we're looking at MEIP. 230 bid with a 231 ask. Up 8% in change today. 4 million plus shares traded. And we're just looking at the level 2 right now. We see about to drop back down to 229. If I'm looking to buy this, I'm looking to buy this at 215, maybe 212. It's too high right now. So let's look for some other stocks with a quick scan. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I'm just loving life, baby. Pretty soon, by probably this time next week, I'll be on the Comcast Business Class Internet. So I'll be streaming this actually live over at Ticker TV. More updates for that. If you haven't checked out my article yet, was fuel cells just a bubble? I highly recommend it. The link's in the description. Check it out. Getting a lot of good feedback. Going to publish it over to a bunch of other places also today. Looking to get this out there big time. One of our all-time favorites, GENE. It's up huge right now, 26%. 535 bid with a 538 ask. Extremely tight. Crazy volume. But we're not looking at that. We're looking at... What are we looking at? Here we go. BIOC. That is a nice move right there. BIOC. We're going to pull this up on the radar real quick. Get this on the level 2. Really sick chart. Look at that 2-day chart. It meets our pattern. If you don't know what our pattern is, I highly recommend you signing up to headsheettrading.com. Give me an email at daytradingbulls@gmail.com. I'll get you in for a free trial, get you test this out, get this going. All right. A lot of things going on over at Head Street Training, a lot of big things changing. And we're going to be kicking some ass this year, guys. Hope everybody has an awesome 420. Don't do anything I wouldn't do now, guys. We're back over at MEIP, 231, bid with a 232 ask. And I'll be right back, guys. Quick break. I am back, guys. All right. The nice tea, though. We're still at 232 to 233. Ask. The high is 235. If it breaks 235, we possibly can see some upper, maybe 240. Let me do a deeper search on this to confirm. Sorry, the high is 238. So this went from 213 to 238. It's a lot of selling that happened any time now, considering if you've been holding since 190, you'd definitely be selling in the 230 range. You'd be stupid not to. $34 starting to pop up. We're looking for something else. Today's a really flat day in the market for the market we kind of trade. Nothing really moving. Except right here, NYMX, sick move. Up 58%, 10 million shares plus traded. One of our other favorites that still keeps going, which is CLNE. I'm also very big on EXXI, still trending very nice. I love energy stocks. If you don't know who I am, I trade stocks pretty much that are bio stocks. Love drugs, and also like energy. Alternative energy also. I'm really big on solar. I think fuel cells suck balls right now. So, you guys have some 420 plans? The Yankees, man. Wow, the Yankees just keep winning right now, which is huge. Yeah, man. NYMX looks like real good, bro. Real good. If you guys are looking for a real good charting data software platform to use, I highly recommend equityfeed.com. Check them out. Get a 14-day free trial. If you trade with TD Ameritrade, Interactive Brokers, Lightspeed, and some other brokers, you can hook up your platform with EquityFeed to the broker, and you can trade right from it. I use the platform for my charting videos and a whole bunch of other stuff. It is my go-to. Get a free 14-day trial, no credit card required. Test the whole entire site out. All the data that you offer data from everything possible you can imagine. Check them out, EquityFeed.com. You won't be sorry. Play of the month is Illegal Burger. Ticker symbol is NESI. They just did a reverse merger. They merged into this company. The symbol is going to be changing any day now. They have big stuff in the works that they're going to be putting out to the public very soon. I highly recommend them to buy this stock right now. 4 months, probably potentially 4 months from now, it's going to be between 250 to 350. New, I'm hearing new restaurants to be opening up very soon. Look for news. I'm kind of hoping the next restaurant is going to be in South Florida. Right now, there are restaurants in the Colorado area. Nice. Welcome, Danny Boy, to the show. Danny Boy about to get that NEIP money. Hopefully. I just joined Seeking Alpha. Gonna try to get my article listed on there. Right now, I got it published over on LinkedIn. If you guys haven't checked it out yet, I highly recommend it. The link's in the description. It's some real good stuff. I got some messages over on LinkedIn. People are messaging me and loving it. Some really good feedback. I don't know. I think, well, Keg and MEIP, they both have the same setup, though. They're both in the same range. How they're trading, this moves just a little faster. They're both the same setup, though. I kind of stay away from setups like this because I hate holding. But this is a stock you got to hold. This is a get in now and sell tomorrow type stock. Because tomorrow you could be waking up at 240, 248. But you just have to have the balls to hold. Keep in mind, there's people who got in at 190, 182, just literally 4 days ago. So, you know, they're going to be selling now. So just keep that in mind. MEIP. There's a million plus shares at between 190 to 189. Another million shares between 194 to 198. 3 million plus shares at 2 to 212. 2 million plus shares between 216 and 206 range. So you got around 6 to 7 million shares. Extremely well positioned to sell for profit in this range right here. So just keep that in mind. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, so you're trading with the with that account. Yeah, but you realize it's zero commissions now, but when you retire, you're going to get taxed, right? Even though retirement is so far away from you, but I'm just saying, you will be taxed soon. Yeah, don't we all have to pay those freaking taxes, bastards? Okay, we started on that. Going to freaking rant. Freaking telling you. Freaking capital gains could suck my ass. Alright. Every day the stock pops up on my screen or every single day, and I never look to trade it because I think the company's a joke. Even though they do offer some cool stuff. Groupon. I don't know. It's just something about Groupon. It makes me not want to buy it. I don't know what it is, though. I trade some pretty crappy companies over the years. Some companies, I don't think they're in business anymore. Like, Heat. Like, when the basketball team, the Heat, when they're going into their first championship with LeBron, second overall, I think this is, what, like 2012? Because they went in 2011, but they lost. So, yeah, 2012, the summer of 2012. The stock was Heat. And the thing took off crazy. I'm talking, like, they got listed for a decent, to be delisted, right? And the thing just shot up huge. It ran all the way from, like, like 86, I think like 80 cents all the way up to 220 in a day. And after that, it just went bananas. And the company was garbage. The company's not even around anymore. But I'm just saying. Oil, it's been going up. It's above 50 now. It could go higher. The hype behind the oil crash kind of went away now, right? Now we're not talking about it anymore. Now people are talking about like the rate hikes and stuff like that. But I'm still bullish on oil. Oil stocks are great. Rax, EXXI. There's so many of them that are really good. Just gotta pick and choose which ones you wanna buy, you know. It's just, I'm still bullish on oil. I don't think we'll ever see nothing below 30. I still think this year we'll probably see 72, maybe 75 before the year's over, which is respectable. I don't think we'll ever see 150 or 125 again, but I think we can, maybe top out at 170, maybe 74. But right now, man, like, biotech is where it's at right now. So many good drug stocks out there. If you just do a scan, every single stock in your scan, like pretty much it's either an energy stock or it's a biotechnology firm. Every single one. Exactly. I was just talking about BRC. Yeah, man. BRC is a really good stock to own. Like with bio, I don't mind actually buying and holding. It depends. Going up to a potential FDA approval, I will buy and hold. Because that's just going to be a huge runner. But you trade that, this is how you trade your earnings. Where you get in, then it goes up crazy high. You sell half. And you keep the other half if it's approved. You bank even more. If you don't, you just get out and you just get what you get. There goes with that's the same thing with earnings. But since the FDA approved so many more like drug companies now, it's crazy. Years ago, you had to have like strict guidelines to even get approved. Now they approve anything, especially now with medical marijuana. Like drug companies now drug companies actually have competition, and instead of shoving pills down people's throats, they have to like pretty much kind of tell them not to smoke the medical marijuana because they want you to take the pills. So now the FDA is going to approve a lot more pills now because they need to saturate the market with more pills. They have a chance of the drug companies to make any profit now. Everybody's going to want that medicinal, I'm just saying. Which, I don't recommend it. I'm just saying. Tough, man. I'm so proud of you, bro. Good shit, dude. That's almost double, man. Good job. I'm turning on Dan Brown. Danny Chen, you guys are next, man. You guys are gonna blow up. Danny Chen just has to relax. But you gotta go to the bathroom, man. Go to the bathroom, bro. Just saying. Yeah, you know how you're turning that around, bro? You wanna know how you're turning that around? You're selling when you're up. That's how you're turning it around. Good job, man. Bank when you can. The money adds up. I know in our community, all around our community, all you see is people making like 20, 50 grand. But you know how much capital they actually have to make 20 and 50 grand? So don't be discouraged when you're making like 200 to 300 bucks, even 60 bucks. Don't be discouraged. All they're saying, well, I made 50 grand today. Like, join me now. Well, there's a reason why you made 50 grand today, because you probably put up 35, 40 grand. So they already have enough capitalism. Their stock goes up a couple of pennies, it triples and quadruples. Now, is that actually smart? Yeah, you're making a lot of money, but is it actually smart, though? Think of the risk involved. You're trading that much capital in stocks that we trade. I don't think it's that smart. Now, I might buy 30 grand, 50 grand, like, worth of shares. But I'm not making 50 grand, 60 grand at once. They're putting in hundreds of thousands of dollars. I don't have the balls to do that. So I know a lot of people get discouraged when you see, like, somebody making, like, I made 60 grand today in an hour. Well, you made 60, but you must have at least spent 35. Maybe even, like, 50 grand to even make that 60 grand. Just the whole community is just saturated. Let me look again real quick. I'll look at the bubble too for you, buddy. Yeah, it's about to make a run right now. 234s are popping up. I see a couple boxes at 235. All you need is some, a couple buys to come in, and those 235s should pop up. There's one box of 232 in the bid. That's bullshit. That's 23. That's 233. If, if those come up. What's 1 more cent? You know what I mean? There's around 4,500 shares at 234 and around, I say 4,500 at 235. I think the other 500 would be, actually is 235. So I would think those the 236s would be 235s if the 235s pop up. All it needs now is a couple more buys on the ask, and we should see the thing flash up a little higher. Just the beauties of reading level 2. 8,000 just came in at 233.01. That means it's got to pull back a little. Now it's 233.15, 233.5. We're going to have to downtick just a little. Here we go, 233. Yeah. Because now when big shares come in, they have to be filled. So the price has to drop a little, then it'll pop right back up. Because with every buy, there's a sell, right? And for every sell, there's a buy. The shares just exchanging. The market makers just have to fill it. That's their job. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind taking gains either way either, but I would just wait right here, man. 10,000 at 233 right now. Here we go. Now we're popping back up to 230, 234. That's the drop of pop right there. When big liquidity comes out, the stock has to pull back. It fills, and it pops right back up. I call that the flush. If this can break 235, this would go on a massive run. Or you could maybe even see 250. Because I know there's some idiot shorts right now going short right in this range right here. The very uneducated ones. Let's see how this treats them tomorrow morning. Now there's one more box of 235s now. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 boxes of 235. Now there's 8,900. See what I was saying before, buddy? Now there's only 5,000 of the 236. Now 9,300 of 235. The 235s are going to pop up soon. And I love my fucking job. This is fucking awesome. Well, They actually do mean something. They're not just 100 shares. It's actually more than one order. This is Darkpool, man. All those 100 shares are like part of one order, and they probably like 1 million shares. Here we go. Here's a 235 now. There's a little liquidity now. Yeah. Yeah, I told you, man. A little bit higher. I saw a comment. You know, it shows us 100 shares. It's part of a huge order, man. I like the fact that the players are starting to show themselves a little. We got 13,400. See, those are guys who bought in that 190 range. Now they're looking to bank right now, right? So you know they're going to pop up eventually. There's about 7 million shares that have to be sold out in this range. People who are going to take profit. Because I know I would sell in this range, right? Like, say 190 to 235, that's pretty good. Even 2 to 235, 35 cent gain, I take that all day, right? It's just this kind of stuff you got to realize when you're trading. Like, you might be just trading today, but you got to know how the stock did days ago and how many shares are going to come out and stuff like that so you can create your strategy and how you're going to sell. And you're going to understand for resistance also. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 boxes for 236. And right now there's about 19,200 shares looking to come out, 19,500 shares looking to come out at 235. This is what I do all day. I usually get a pen and a pad, and you write down big share buys and big share sells at certain prices. And so you know how much has to come out when you're in. Right here, 7,000 just came out at 234.01. All right, I'm back. Last service right there. All right, we're about to see 236s. We got 10,000, 11,000, around 12,000 shares. Around 13,000 shares have to come out at 235, then we'll see 236. If we see somebody buy 10,000 shares at 235 right from just one big order, this is going to pull back some. And I might get in. I might buy and hold. Wait for it. Somebody's adding up a lot of shares. A lot. We're just waiting. More shares keep on coming at 235. All I'm looking for some liquidity to come in. Nice one big huge order to come in. That'll open it up a little where I can pop. Maybe I can get in at a good share amount. It's the other thing I can't stand, waiting forever. While we're waiting, I'll check my email real quick. I haven't checked it in a while. $2.34, $2.35, about 10 cents plus. We're looking to take a position in MEIP. We're looking for some good size liquidity. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. I'm not stressing over it, but in the meantime, we're looking for other stock. We're looking at NYMX right now, up 65% plus, 163, 164 ask, 40, 20 minutes left in the market, 20 minutes left. We're looking at MEIP, looking to take a position, price is 234, ask is 235. We're looking for a nice big size position, so we're just waiting for something to happen. We're also looking at NYMX. AVEO is on watch. I'm also looking to take a position in that, either before the close or tomorrow. The 52-week high is 206 or 203, something like that. Right now, I change at 282. Sorry, 182. 234s are back at MEIP. I don't know about you guys, I'm sick of the freaking rain. Quick question, Danny. Why did you get in at 228? Why not 223? That's hilarious. Donald Trump, if Hillary Clinton can't satisfy her husband, what makes you think she can satisfy America? Wow, Donald. That's crazy. That's funny. Look at the last 20 minutes of trading. We're looking to get in MEIP. Looks like it's not going to happen. So we're going to go over here to... AVEO. We're going to see what pops up. tired today, guys. Long weekend. A lot of work. Got some, got a video coming out tomorrow. I'm going to make it today. Right, it may actually come out today. Maybe. Well, one of them will probably come out today. I'm going to make about 3 videos. We're going to do a tutorial on how to build a watch list, a tutorial how to find the right patterns and charts to trade, and a tutorial on level 2. Those are 3 strings coming out. Order to see all this, you have to be a member of Hedge Street Trading. Brand new site coming, brand new business model, brand new everything. Very low cost price. Only $650 for the year, which is $150 every quarter. Bad. Not bad at all. Forget about it. We're either going to have it a yearly price, or we're going to have it as every quarter, or we might do every 2 quarters. So you pay 2 quarters on 1 price, and then after the next, then last quarter you pay again. Something like that. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to update you guys in the next few days. The site should be ready to go. I'm thinking by, kind of hoping by the start of June. We're going to be actually doing some marketing, where I'm actually going to have ads now. I'm going to be everywhere. I'm back to doing blogs again also. The last article I just wrote is on LinkedIn. I published it on there. It is was Fuel Cells a Bubble. You can check that out. There's the link in the description. Check it out. Like it. Spread the word. Tell your grandma about it. This ain't your grandfather's stocks. Just saying. AVEO 181, 182. MEIP is 233, 234. Now it's 235, 234. 235, 236. And here comes that run. Okay, I want to buy in. Where can I get it? Come on. Give me the liquidity I want, you motherfuckers. Yeah, man, I was telling you, yeah, definitely. I was saying, this is stock you want to hold. This will be a big runner for tomorrow. I'm looking to buy in before the close. But I need some good liquidity. Okay, 10,000 just came in at 235.99. It's going to pull back right now. And that flush, I should get something where I could be able to just get in good. I have a buy-in right now. Looking to get filled. Fill me. All I'm trying to do is get anywhere between 5 to 7,000 shares at 235. That's all I'm trying to do. Pay you. Yeah, speaking of that, No. All right, I'm in, guys. I got 6,000 shares at 235. Had to go the 2 trades to get it, but I got it. So I'm in. Got a stop loss at 232. Because I don't play. I put these stop losses on like condoms. I ain't trying to get pregnant. Thanks, man. Thanks for the encouragement. All right. Now, come on. Give me 240. Here we go. 237. I'm looking for a strong close. Give me 245. Give me 245. I'm a happy camper. Come on. I got to post in the room now. Shit. Let me post this in the room. You know, I'm doing it live on the thing. Oh. Okay, now I'm into this now, guys. Now I'm going to do it. Disclaimer real quick. I am holding 6,000 shares of MEIP. I own 6,000 shares of MEIP. Thank you. Invest at your own risk. This is for entertainment purposes only. Viewer discretion advised. All right, post it in the room. Now run, you bastard. Come on. You, I love money, hey, I love money, it's my money dance, guys. Yeah, man, usually on Mondays I don't do shit. Usually my best days of the whole week are usually Tuesdays and Thursdays. I kick ass on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But I saw this was about to make a move. I got in. I'm actually up right now. But I'm not going to sell. Because I want that 245. If this can close at 240, the sky's the limit. I'm just saying. But not to get emotional right now. My sell's in place. My stop loss is in place. Now the rest is just up to how the market's going to react. I mean, they're going to lose $300 or I'm going to make $600. Simple as that. Nice, man. Yeah, that's new listeners. That's how we do it at Head Street Trading. I'm not only posting it live in my trading room. I'm actually talking about it live. I'm doing it live. Soon as I get my Comcast set up, you're able to see my screen live. I'm going to be broadcasting live at TickerTV.com. Actually, I'm sorry, it's TickerTV. And it's going to be fun times. 240, here we go. Can we get that 245, though? Yo, where are you at, though? Where it? Come on. Go already. Why did I be so many shares at 240, man? God damn. I want more than 5 cents. If we get to 243 and 244, ask before the close. I'm going to set a trailing stop at 240. So at least I can cash in at 5 cents if it drops back some. It's called risk management at its finest. But right now it's looking real good. All we need now is a nice strong ask buys. Nice good uptick. And we're golden. Come on now. Oh, God. Bulls. Run. So nice healthy buys right there at 239. Come on, 240. Yeah, I was just going to say, I might take my 4 cents and take a hike. I don't know. All right, there's 90 seconds left in the market. Right now, we are in MEIP at 235 with 6,000 shares. We are up 4 cents right now. We're looking for 245, the double our cash, and might actually sell right now. Not quite sure yet. To get updated and know if I sell the profit or not, email me, daytradingbulls@gmail.com. If you're not part of the Head Street family yet, I'll update you. And as always, let the trading gods be with you. Happy 420. Don't do nothing stupid. And as always, peace. 10 seconds left. Counting the down. If you haven't yet, check out my article. The link's in the description below. Yeah, baby!